Good morning. Yesterday we saw that there are three opinions if a gartel has to be worn for davening. The shita of the Baal HaTshumas is that the gartel is an obligation to be worn for davening. The opinion of the Rosh is that it's not an obligation, but that it's a mitzvah. And the third opinion is that of the Machzor Vitri, that there's no obligation, there's no chova, there's no mitzvah. There is no concept of wearing an additional belt. The concept here and the obligation is to have a break, something dividing between the upper body and the lower body, and that's it. You don't need anything in addition to that. So the question is, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, is machmir on this, like the first shita, that wearing an additional gartel is an obligation. This is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech la'azor, azor b'shas tefilu. We have to put on a gartel for davening. Afilu yesh lo avnet, shein libo ro'es erba. Even if you have a belt, or even if you have pants that are dividing, you have elastic on that is dividing between the upper body and the lower body, you still need an additional gartel because of the halacha, because of the pasuk, of hikon nikras elakecha Yisrael, that we have to prepare ourselves and dress beautifully for davening. Now the Shulchan Aruch does add on that for other brach, we don't need a gartel. Kriyat Shema, we don't need a gartel. We do need to have a division between the upper body and the lower body, for example, wearing pants that divides, but we don't need the special gartel. But that for davening, Paskins of Shulchan Aruch, tzorich, it's an absolute obligation to have the gartel. So in fact, the Bach says as follows, that somebody who davens without a gartel, it's an isser. You need the gartel for davening. So how about if somebody daven without it? Is he yotzei b'dievit? Does that tefillah count? Does that shmoneh esrei count? Or does he have to re-daven based on that? So the Bach says, b'dievit. If you already daven, b'dievit. It's not l'chatchila, but after the fact, according to the Machzor Vitri, and also according to Rashi, that don't obligate us to have, it's not even a mitzvah to have a gartel according to them. We can rely on them after the fact and we don't have to daven again. In other words, the implication of this Bach, and this is pointed out by the Bir Halacha, is that according to the other poskim, for example, according to the Baal HaTshumas that requires a gartel, if you daven without a gartel, your davening doesn't count and you have to daven again. Now, the Bir Halacha does not agree with that. The Bir Halacha says, ve'e'ze'eino, even according to the Machmir Shitas, they're not going to say that it's me'akivit, it will b'dievit, if I daven without it. They're not going to say my davening didn't count. B'dievit, your davening, even according to the Machmirim, is going to count, and that's in fact how the Mishnah Berurah paskins that b'dievit, if you daven without a gartel, it still counts, it's b'dievit, but nonetheless, you don't have to daven again. And the Marmor Mordechai says the same thing, according to all opinions. If you daven without the gartel, you don't have to repeat the davening. But our question then for tomorrow is, we've seen then that there's the Shulchan Aruch paskins that davening with the gartel is an absolute obligation. And we saw the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, it's an absolute obligation. But if you daven without it, b'dievit, it's okay. But do we want to be b'dievit people? People who wear it seem to be, they're fulfilling the Shulchan Aruch kapshuto, that there's an obligation. But those who don't wear it, at best, they're being yotzei b'dievit, they're davening, they're shmona esrei. The question then is, do we have a basis that we are still acting lechatchila if we do not wear a gartel for our davening? And Amir Tashem, we will cover that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.